Resonance Audio presents The Girl in the Tree by Shebnam Ishiguzel. Translated by Mark David Wires. Performed by Sunila Nankani. A walnut shell, elegantly polished, served her for a cradle. Her bed was formed of blue-violet leaves, with a rose leaf for a counterpane. And here she slept at night. Thumbelina, H.C. Anderson. One. In your absence. This is a story of freedom and love. The story of two young people, ailing in heart and soul. I was one of them. That night I climbed with effortless ease the tree where I was going to live. You might say it was a bit of a miracle. When I say miracle, I don't mean that living in a tree is miraculous. I mean how swiftly I clambered up its trunk. It was as if a powerful wind whisked me right to the top, throwing off my pursuers. Indeed, I was being pursued, and I was trying to run away. But from whom? I was going to say that I was fleeing from life itself, but I fear that you would mock me for the little experience I have of life. I was about to turn 18 years old. That night, when I found myself perched high in the branches of a tree, I had run all the way from Chihangir to Gulhane Park. My backpack, which contained only a few personal belongings, hadn't slowed me down in the least. Who knows why I even bothered to bring it? In any case, I hadn't planned on climbing a tree and staying there. It just happened. I was racked by despair, at a loss as to what I should do next. I'm tempted to say that I'd lost my mind, but if that had been the case, I would have at least found some solace in madness. And as you will see, not once did I lose my grip on reality. People are nothing more than the accumulated stories of others. In particular, the stories of their mothers and fathers. I'm not talking about genetics. This is purely a matter of the spirit. Try with all your might to resist, but in the end, you turn out to be no different from them in your very essence and being. While my thoughts may be as scattered.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?